Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
I do wish it was party time again. But still, no party. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hi, happy Wednesday. Hump day. Yeah, I still like hump day. All right. I want you to have a good day. You have the good day. You be positive. You be up in spirits so I can be. Because that's how I already feel. I start going through my emails this morning, and I come across this one from 9 o'clock last night. I feel so bad that I didn't catch it then. My family and I have started flying a Trump 2020 flag along with an American flag. There has been many complaints against us for doing so, calling us racist and flying hate speech. The main office has said we don't have a right to fly the flags because it's offensive and have even threatened us with evictions if we do not remove the flag. I'm just curious about what we can do. We don't want to take it down, but we also don't know who to go to fight against or fight them against an eviction notice if this happens. We're going to have to start a list of attorneys or something. And who does what? And who's willing to help? Because this is really, really getting ridiculous. If they continue to come after you, James, and you feel that, you know, how are you flying the flags? Do you have a flagpole? Because if you have a flagpole, then they know you're going to fly flags. If it's just hanging over your balcony or something, take it off your balcony and put it in your window inside your home where everybody can still see it. If they feel that freedom of speech and, well, we know how they feel about freedom of speech. I mean, I don't want to see you get evicted if you enjoy living where you live. If you don't, if you want to go find someplace else, then, hey, take it all the way. Leave them out. Spend their money on them trying to get you to take it down, because let me tell you, the community will back you, especially with the American flag. If you feel that the American flag is racist and you feel that flying the flag of your president to get him to be reelected, no different really than an election sign, then you don't belong in this country. Because you obviously don't respect the First Amendment. You obviously don't respect other people's opinions. We've proved time and time again that this president isn't racist. His support amongst the minority communities, huge and growing every day. And probably a lot higher than what the polls say, because there are a lot of people in minority communities that can't say who they support because they're attacked in their own families. How could you support that man? Blah, blah, blah. How could you not support the president of the United States? Republicans and conservatives were told that for 8 years. And we kept a stiff upper lip and just kept moving forward as the state of the country declined and declined and declined. Yet when the conservatives' choice for president comes into play, it's just a disaster. And we have heard about it every minute of every second of every minute of every hour of every day. Even before he was inaugurated. Even before he was elected. But we keep pushing through. Because the conservatives' choice for president has done nothing but make this a more prosperous country for everyone. Every race, every religion, every sex. Well, the two, you know, male and female. Everyone. Yet the left has a problem with that. So, James, ask yourself how far you want to take this. If you want to comply, put your flag in your window. Or a window where everybody can see it. If you don't want to comply, like I said, check your rental agreement. If there's anything in there, well, you signed the rental agreement. If you want to take on the First Amendment and their restrictions, then you will have to have legal representation. But other than that, do whatever else you can. I have probably 6 different Trump shirts, 5 different Trump hats that I make sure that I wear in public every time I go out, no matter what I'm doing. Because it's my opinion. And if it differs from your opinion, that's fine. Go about your day. But this is my opinion. It's no different from wearing an Ed Hardy t-shirt, wearing an Eddie Bauer t-shirt, wearing any other logo on your chest. It's the brand of my president. FMTalk.com. That's our website. Answer today's poll question. Because no matter, remember back in March, I was saying it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I said I wasn't talking about the virus. This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Because now we are seeing people come to the realization that all of our flawed systems that people have touted for, you know, decades, we have the best, we have the best. We don't have the best. And now we are sitting in the middle of a huge crisis for people not getting their unemployment. And that's not just the people who were able to file for unemployment. That includes all of those people who are considered 1099ers, the gig employees, the people who own their own businesses, the independent contractors. This is where the real pain comes in. Another company. We saw JCPenney the other day. Now we're seeing Pier 1. Not coming back. How many people were hoping to go back to their jobs at those companies? Not all pennies are shutting down, but a lot of them are. People thought, oh, the big corporations will be okay. They've got money on the books. No, not all of them. You know, I mean, 541 stores just shut down because of what's going on right now. Not the fact that people can't go in and buy stuff because they're shut down, but for the fact that once everything starts to come back, we have to come up with, what, 36 million jobs? Not all of those jobs are coming back, and that means a lot of people without income to go buy those non-necessities, those things that we just like to surround ourselves with. People are going to be holding on to their cash in one hand, and other people are going to be screaming, please support your local businesses, support your restaurants, get out, go do things, go to events, donate to your favorite charities. How will people in their right mind do that if they don't know that this money that they have is going to go for necessities 2, 3, 4, 8 months from now? That's what fear does to you. I trust Trump that he can do it again, that he can bring it back. But I'm just one person. Log on to today's poll question. Oh my gosh, look at all the names we came up with. Sissalasi. Cicilline. Sisso Biden. Sucks a lot, idiot. Well, yesterday's poll question, what's your favorite nickname for the governor? No profanity. We take those out. And if you are interested in continuing the conversation about Sisolak, here's today's poll question. What financial decision would you like to see made for Nevada before the governor raises taxes or even implements a state income tax? He's already drained with his interim finance committee the rainy day fund. Well, this, folks, is about as rainy as it gets. But that rainy day fund doesn't even come up to half of what's going to go on. So I did the first answer. Mine is sell off the new planes. Sell them off. You know what? He and government officials can fly coach. They can fly business. Just like Dean Heller and Mark Avenday and everybody else usually flies when they go back east and do their thing. I don't care if he's a governor. He can support the airline industry. He doesn't have to fly private. So there's my answer. But the button is other, hit the button other, and you can type in your own response. So what financial decisions would you like to see made for Nevada before the governor raises taxes? All right. 884-9910. It's our text line. We'll be getting to some of your texts in just a moment. Also, more of your emails at monica@991fmtalk.com. We're here for you. It's your live and local FM talk stations for all of Northern Nevada. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today on this hump day, Wednesday. Is it really hump day that, you know, Wednesday we get over the hump when people don't even know what day it is anymore? They're tired of being home. They're tired of not being at work. Well, if you're tired of not being at work and not working, join the rally. Join the rally this Saturday in front of the Capitol building in Carson City, right in front of the state capitol, 11 o'clock, and let your voice be heard. We are the people of We the People. I was speaking with just a wonderful lady yesterday, and she, in all seriousness, with even just a little glazed over watery eye, asked me if this was the end. If this was the end, if this was where we have to stand up and fight against our neighbors, against our brothers and sisters, just like they did in the Civil War. And I said, I don't think so. I don't think we're there yet. And we don't want to see it in the future. When words fail, then democracy fails. But trust me, there are people out there willing to fight for their freedom, because that's how we got in the first place. And that's what people are willing to do to keep it. What are you willing to do? If just a few minutes at a rally, if that gets your voice heard, are you willing to do that? What I would encourage everybody to do is bring the kids. Because the kids are the ones who are going to suffer the most if we lose this fight. Because of our education system and everything that we go through, they're not going to understand what freedom even was. We're not fighting for our freedoms. We're fighting for their freedoms and liberties. So bring them and let them understand what we are doing on this Memorial Day weekend. More poignant than ever. Men and women who have laid down their lives in the fight for freedom and democracy. Nathan, thank you so much for sending me this. The Freedom to Display the American Flag Act of 2005 prohibits a condominium, cooperative, or real estate management association from adopting or enforcing any policy or agreement that would restrict or prevent a member of the association from displaying the flag in accordance with the federal flag code on residential property to which the member has a separate ownership interest. So, James, fly your American flag. Put your Trump flag in the window. Get a door hanger. You know, if you can have wreaths on your door at Christmas or whatnot, why not have one on your front door? It's not racist to support your president. just again for everybody, whether you're going into an HOA, this is a different time. You cannot trust any agreement that is put in front of you. Even something as simple as an apartment contract. You got to start reading this stuff. Because even your freedoms could be taken away in these little contracts you think don't mean anything. They mean everything. But James, thank you for bringing it to our attention. And hopefully you won't be evicted and you'll work it out. You can also, if you have the will, you can also fly your Trump flags every other place. Put it on your backpack. Put it on your car. Put it on your book bag that you carry around. I have it on my purse. Big old button right there on my purse. Women for Trump. Because there's a lot of us out there. Unfortunately, our voices aren't as loud because of who we are than the left's. We'll be back with your voice at 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today, and more of your emails and texts and the poll question right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, live and local FM Talk. And emails and texts and all kinds of interesting things that people send to me. Caught part of your open about someone flying the U.S. and Trump flag. Buy and fly a communist Chinese flag. Then time how long before you get a notice to take it down or else. You know, that's actually that's an interesting idea. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. It's serious, folks. I want to hear your opinions of what needs to be cut financially for the state of Nevada before this special session that Governor Sisolak is going to be calling. When they cleared out the rainy day fund, pretty much indicated that word that you hate to hear are those two words, special session. Special session. My idea was sell off those new planes and stop the construction of the new hangar that is needed to house them. So that's mine. Somebody came up with, even though I got in a fight about the new jets because he and my sister-in-law fly on those jets because they both work for a company. I still think, yeah, I know, I wasn't going to mention it. I still think they should be sold. Sorry, brother, there was nothing wrong with the NDOT older jets. Let's see, $200,000 in maintenance a year to maintain that plane? Or buy two new jets for, I think the total cost for all of it was $17 million. $10 million for one, $7 million for another. We could have gone a number of years with just the maintenance. But hey, why can't we support our local airlines? Doesn't really take that long. Eliminate wasteful programs and offices. Balance our budget. Reduce. That's a good one. I'm wondering how he can pass a law that goes against our state constitution, but he's done it before. How is it implemented when it's done outside the constitution is my question. And the planes were so irresponsible and should be sold. We don't need to rebuild the hangars for that idiot. a few of the answers that are on the poll question today. Unfortunately, he goes around the Nevada Constitution. It doesn't matter. And it could be why, and I don't know everything about everything that goes on with the government, so please excuse my naivete. I'm here with you. He declared a state of financial emergency. So I don't know what gives him or what kind of power that actually gives him. It could give him the power to implement a state tax, just come up with some kind of new state tax. Because no matter where the money comes from, it's coming from you. No matter how he words it, state tax, state income tax, blah, 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 it's still coming from you. I want to see it not come from us. This is a good email. Cut everything by 50%. 50% cut in state spending. 50% cut in the number of state employees. 50% cut in state salaries. 50% cut in Nevada PERS pensions. You know what? That could actually be done. Because even with the president's state of emergency, state salaries and the PERS, the pension program, could have been cut back. Of course, I just PO'd every state worker out there, but you know what? All of these businesses that are closed and will never reopen, all of these businesses that are closed and will come back at 50%, those are the ones, those are the people who are paying your PERS. They're the ones paying for your retirement. They're the ones paying for your salary. It's not magic money that's just appearing. It's our tax dollars. Take all the money that we keep giving to the state because we want to live in a beautiful area. We want to live in a wonderful place and have a great community. So Hillary Sheevy should be listening to this too. Take all that money and spend it responsibly. Because hanging you out to dry right now, the only thing that they're going to be working on is getting more money from the feds. That $3 trillion bill that was passed. Want money for the states that were already misspending money anyway in the first place. They were already deep in the hole. And you know what all those states have in common? I know you just said it. I heard this like mass word in my mind. So you already know. They're run by Democrats. And those who claim to be Republicans. But they just want to work both sides of the fence. It's so sad as I'm sitting in front of people who so badly want this state to be red, who want it to be fiscally responsible, not in the red, but of red voters. And they just want to give up because they feel all is lost. Because if any kind of state tax is implemented, increase in property taxes, state income taxes. I mean, you name it. Whatever they do, these people can't afford to live here anymore. I mean, even my husband and I, who, well, we thought we were pretty financially secure. We may be looking at other places. That's not what I set out for. And why our elected representatives don't hammer these people, I just don't get. Oh, wait, I do get it. They're rhinos. They're going along to get along. Because if they weren't, they would be in public with you saying the exact same thing that you are. And that includes Democrats. Democrats don't have to flip party. Democrats also have to get control of their party. And that means the people. That doesn't mean the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the Hillary Sheevy's. They need to get control of their party. How many businesses on the good old Midtown area that Sheevy only seems to worry about? How many of those businesses are now shut down and won't be coming back? Do you still want these Democrats running the show? You know, Democrats can have fiscal responsibility. Oh, wait, they do. It's taking it from you. You just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And at some point, the electorate, that's you and me, are going to push back. Quick email here. Cicilline demanding more money because of the economic disaster that he created is like the Menendez brothers asking for mercy because they're orphans. You know, that's actually, yes. He created this. Trump didn't shut down the economy. The governors did. And not all of them. Open up Nevada now. You don't have to have a special date. You don't have to have a special saying or marketing. Just let businesses open. People know not to sneeze in other people's food. People know not to stand right on top of other people like they used to do. Open the damn state and let those who want to work, work. And then put a mandate out there that, hey, the state's back open. Time to start looking for a job, because you're not going to get that extra cash in unemployment, if you've even gotten unemployment. We'll be back after this with more of your comments and concerns on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910. That is the text and talk line. Let's go to the talk line right now and check in with Joe this morning. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to comment. It's more clear to more people that Sisolak thinks everybody is stupid, especially when he said, I guess over the weekend, I don't want the churches to open because I'm more worried about the elderly. You know, every business in America can now socially distance. He thinks we're all stupid. And to laugh, he's the power dog I just got a tweet on my phone that he says Trump is outrageous for threatening to hold the $80 million. Well, Sisolak, how's it feel to have someone bigger than you, Trump, on your parade?
Exactly. Exactly. Sisolak could open this state in an instant and we would be safe. We didn't even have the cases that other states has. He's just following Newsom because he has no mind of his own and he doesn't know how to do it. So he's looking at other states. He's looking at Whitmer. He's looking at Newsom. And he's destroying this state. So
he's looking at Democratic failures, all of them.
Exactly.
They all should be bankrupt, including our state. We can never afford the pensions promised.
You know, and I'm trying to get somebody on to talk about that because the pensions, those could be taken care of right now because of this state of emergency that was declared. But do you think he's going to do any of that to save the taxpayers' money? No, absolutely not. Joe, thank you so much for the call. Just got an email. Hi, my friend. Whose money did our infamous governor use to buy his private jet? That should be jets. Love ya, Thelma from Reno. So, Thelma from Reno, this is an article that was published back on March 30th from the Las Vegas. It's the 360 News Las Vegas. So it looks as though these two new jets, I heard it was $17 million, but they're printing it as $14 million is what it cost the taxpayer of the state of Nevada. And it comes out of the NDOT budget, Nevada Department of Transportation. They actually operate the U.S. Cessna Citation II and the Turboprop Aero Commander. The new aircraft that is costing us so much money, millions upon millions of dollars, is going to save around $2 million in maintenance. Okay, did you understand the numbers there? Only our government spends $14 million to save $2 million. Why can't people? I thought McCarran was a really nice airport. You need to get up to Carson City? Boom, fly into Reno. It's just a 30-minute drive. What's the problem? The problem is our elected representatives are more interested in just spending money than saving you money. And what really bothers me is this purchase or these purchases were approved by the state legislature without any opposition. Really? Without any opposition? Says a lot about who we're putting in the Nevada legislature. I know you're getting frustrated. I'm just as frustrated with our Obama federal judge throwing out. We were so optimistic that because of this shutdown and because of all of the rural counties basically already having the numbers, the 25%, those numbers that Sisolak and the legislature changed for the recall process, by the way, going against, once again, the Nevada Constitution. The Obama federal judge said, no, you don't get any extended time because of this lockdown, because you didn't have enough signatures gathered before the first cutoff date in April. So those, there's no way you would have been able to get the rest of the signatures. Your state working against you. I thought the courts were supposed to be non-biased. You know, what can I say? I guess there is no thing, there is no such thing as non-partisan. Non-bias. You're not going to find it in the media. You're not going to find it in your elected representatives, because we have let them go this far. And it's time for you to speak up and change that. We'll be back after this Fox News break, including the business update, which on Wall Street, not looking too bad. But we'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.